I think you would say that's pretty good timing, really. Apart from the timing to do with the about to throw it down style. So I've just dropped the car back at Sam's mum's, and she offered me a lift. Offered me a lift home, or if I wasn't driving anywhere. I said, "No, it's all right. I'll have a walk." I've been driving for what, 4 or 5 hours, sitting down. Not that many people drive standing up, of course. I'm sure there is some people that do that. Weird people. So I'm walking into town from Sam's mum's house, which is, I guess, about, I don't know, 2.5-3 mile. I'm just hoping that I can get down this road and get down this jitty bit, which brings you onto the ferry bridge, which is like this 1800s made bridge, black and white bridge over the River Trent. And then that's roughly 3/4 of a mile across into town, past the college. And then I'll probably go to the bank, get some cash out, do a few little errands around town, maybe pop in and see the bank manager. Maybe. I could do with getting 2 accounts consolidated into one. I don't think they're going to do that, but there you go. Just walking past the debut Red Row houses, development of 1- and 2-bedroom homes. These are the places that we looked at. If you have a look on my blip, dm.blip.tv, the houses from 60,000. Obviously, the 60,000, the one bedroom is too small. But they had one at, I think, 69 or 79,000, which was 2-bedroom, which would suit us down to the ground. I mean, really, looking back now, a few years back, we should have not bothered with the house, but we were just, we needed to get a place because Ella was on the way and we'd sold the flat, so it made sense. Oh, bloody laces is undone again. I'm showing lots of butt crack, I can feel it. Why I wear jeans that don't fit me, I have no clue. The rain's holding off, thankfully. Just like I said, just walked past those Red Row places. Looking back, I really wish we'd gone for one of those. They've got this really good scheme where you could hold off paying X amount, mainly for first-time buyers. We would have had a lot more liquid funds now to do stuff. We should have, would have been able to buy a car and go on holidays. Sam haven't had a holiday in 2 years. I've got to get something sorted to get me, Sam, and little Ella abroad. It's just been payout, payout, payout. Mainly because I've been indirectly self-funding through jobs, business, work, my own developments, which sort of feed back into other developments in the big grand scheme of things. I'm glad I did this walk. I can feel all my neck joints unloosening, decoupling from being sat in a crash test dummy position for the last 3 or 4 hours. Incredibly quiet, it's only 8:15. I feel like I've landed from somewhere else. I feel like I live in another time zone. Dimitri this morning, I told him to wake me up at 4:30 so that we could leave at 5. And I got like 3 hours sleep because I heard him banging about. And he wakes me up about 3 o'clock, 3:30. Nightmare. So I guess I'm not going to last long this morning. Coffee, breakfast, bus home. And then I want to write up everything that's happened in the last 20 days. Stick that on the blog and on responderstatus.com. And then make a crib list of fixes before we can release phase one. And then start putting documentation together for the ammo boxes, I guess. Really need to start researching the bandwidth in a box. We've got bits of kit for that, but there's a whole bunch of stuff I need to look into for countries and sims and all sorts of stuff. Anyway, it's a lovely morning. And I feel like I've already done a day's work, as it is. Hope Dimitri's going to board fairly soon. And I hope he has a safe flight.